Chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita, As It Is. Observing the armies on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. As the opposing armies stand poised for battle, Arjuna, the mighty warrior, sees his intimate relatives, teachers, and friends in both armies ready to fight and sacrifice their lives. Overcome by grief and pity, Arjuna fails in strength. His mind becomes bewildered, and he gives up his determination to fight. Kurukshetra, Kurukshetra, Samaveta, Yuyutsava. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjay, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do?
Drishtuvatu Panduvanikam Vyudham Duryodhana. Acharyam upasangamya raja vachanava bravi.
Sanjay said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words.
Pasyetam Panduputranam Acharya Mehatim Chamu Vyuham Drupduputren Tav Shishye.
O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna. Great fighters like Duryodhana, Virata, and Drupada.
Drishtuketu Hachekitanaha Kashi Rajaha Cha Viryavan Purujit Kunti Bhojaha Cha Shebhyaha Cha Narpungava.
There are also great heroic, powerful fighters like Dhristaketu, Chekitana, Kasiraja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya.
Yudhamanyuha cha vikrantaha uttamaja cha viryavan Saubhadraha Draupadeyaha cha sarve
There are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra, and the sons of Drupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters.
Asmakam tu vishishtaye tana nibodha dvijottama nayaka.
But for your information, O best of the Brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force.
Bhavan Bhishma cha Karna cha Kripa cha Samitinjaya Ashwatthama Vikarna cha Samadattihi Tatha Evacha.
There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle.
Anye ca bahavah shurah madarthe tyakt jivita nana shastra praharna sarve yuddha visharada.
There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science.
Apriyaktam tat asmakam balam bhishma bhi rakshitam. Parayaktam tu idam yatesham balam bhima virakshitam.
Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited.
Ayaneshu cha sarveshu yatha bhagam avasthita bhishmam ev abhirakshantu bhavantah sarve vahi.
All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army.
Tasya sanjanyan harsham kuru vriddhaha pitamaha sihanadam vinadya uccheha shankham dadhuma pratapavan.
Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhana joy.
Tat shankhah cha bheryah cha panvanak सहसा एव अभ्यन्यन्तः सः शब्दः तुमुलः अभवत्।
After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets, and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous.
ततः श्वेते हये हयुक्ते महती सयन्दने स्थितो माधवाः पाण्डवाः चैव दिव्यो शङ्खो प्रदधतु।
On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells.
Panchajanyam Rishikesha Devadattam Dhananjaya Pondram Dadhumo महाशंखं भीम करवा वृकोदरा।
Lord Krishna blew his conch shell called Pankajanya. Arjuna blew his, the Devadatta, and Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell called Pondra.
Anant Vijayam Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthira Nakulah Sahadevah Cha Sughoshvani Pushpako काश्यः च परमेश्वासाः शिखण्डी च महारथाः दृष्टद्युम्नः विराटः च सात्यकी च अपराजिताः दृप्तः द्रौप देयाः च सर्वशाः पृथ्वीपते सौभद्रः च महाबाहुः शङ्खान् दधुः पृथक् पृथक्।
King Yudhisthira, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijay, and Nakula and Sahadev blew the Sugosha and Manipushpaka. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Dhrishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells.
Saha ghoshah dharatrashtranam hridayani vayadaraya nabha cha prithvim cha ev tumulaha
The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious. Vibrating both in the sky and on the earth, it shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra.
Atvyavasthitan drishtva धारत्राष्ट्रान् कपी ध्वजा प्रवित्ते शस्त्र संपाते धनुहा उद्दम्य पांडवा ऋषिकेशं तदा वाक्यं इदं
At that time, Arjuna, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words.
Ratham sthapya me achyu yavat etan nirikshe aham yodh kaman avasthitan kehamya योद्धव्यम् अस्मिन् समुद्यमे
Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms.
Yo tasya manan avekshe aham ye te atra samagata dharatrashtrasya durbuddhe yuddhe priyachikishava
Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra.
Evam uktva harishikesha gudakeshen bharat senayo
Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties.
Bhishma Drona Pramukhta Sarvesham Cha Mahikshita Uvachu Partha Pashyetan Samvetan Puruniti
In the presence of Bhishma, Drona, and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, Just behold, O Partha, all the Kurus assembled here.
Tatra apshayat sthitan partha pitrin ath pitamahan acharyan matulan bhatrin putran potran sakhi tatha shasuran suhridya cha eva senyo ubhayo
There, Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers.
Tan samikshya sah Kaunteya sarvan bandhun avasthitan kripaya paraya aishtah vishidan idam abravi.
When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
Drishtva imam swajanam Krishna yuyutsum sam upasthitam sidanti mamda mukham cha parishushyati.
Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up.
Epatuha cha sharire Rom Harishaha Chajayate. Gandivam Sanste Hastat Tvakaha Chayev Paridaihyate.
My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow, Gandiva, is slipping from my hand, and my skin is burning.
Nacha shaknomi avasthatum bhramati eva cha me mana. Nimittani cha pashyami Vipritani Keshava.
I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself, and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon.
Nacha sheyah anupashyami hatva svajanam ahave nakakshe vijayam krishna nacha rajyam sukhanicha.
I do not see how any good can come from killing my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor can I, my dear Krishna, desire any subsequent victory, kingdom, or happiness.
Kimanaha rajen govinda kim bhoge jivitel va. Yesham arte kamshitam nahara. Pitamaha. मातुलाः शस्त्राः पौत्राः शालाः सम्बन्धिन्न तथा एतान् न हन्तुम् इच्छामि घ्नतः अपि मधुसूदना अपि त्रैलोक्ये राजस्य हेतोः किं नु महि कृते निहत्य धारत्राश्चान नहता प्रीतिः स्यात् जनार्दना.
O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we may desire them are now arrayed in this battlefield? O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties, and are standing before me, why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra?
Papam ev ashraye tasman hatva etan atataina tasmat naha arha vayam hantum dharatrashtran svabandhavan वजनं हि कथं हत्वा सुखिनः श्याम माधव.
Sin will overcome us if we slay such aggressors. Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune? And how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Yadyapi etena pasyanti lobho pehet chetasa kulakshekritam dosham mitridrohe patakam katham nagyeyam asmabhi papat asmat nivartitum kulakshekitam dosham prapasyabhi Janardana.
O Janardan, although these men, their hearts overtaken by greed, see no fault in killing one's family or quarreling with friends, why should we, who can see the crime in destroying a family, engage in these acts of sin?
Ulakshe pranashyanti धर्मा सनातना धर्मे नष्टे कुलं कृत्स्नं अधर्मः अभिभवति
with the destruction of dynasty the eternal family tradition is vanquished, and thus the rest of the family becomes involved in irreligion.
Adharma bhibhavat krishna pradushyanti kulistriya istrishu dushta suvashraneya jayate varna sankara.
When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Rishni, comes unwanted progeny.
Sankara narikaya eva kulagnana kulasya cha patanti pitraha hi esham luptu pindo dakriya.
An increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life, both for the family and for those who destroy the family tradition. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performances for offering them food and water are entirely stopped.
Sadyante jati dharma kul dharma cha shashvata.
By the evil deeds of those who destroy the family tradition and thus give rise to unwanted children, all kinds of community projects and family welfare activities are devastated. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
Aho bat mehet papam kartum vyavasitaha vayam yat rajya sukh lobhen hantum svajanam udyata.
Alas, how strange it is that we are preparing to commit greatly sinful acts. Driven by the desire to enjoy royal happiness, we are intent on killing our own kinsmen.
Yadi mam apratikaram ashastram shastrapanaya dharatra.
Better for me if the sons of Dhritarashtra, weapons in hand, were to kill me unarmed and unresisting in the battlefield.
Evam uktva arjunah sankhe rathopasthe upavisha visrajya sasharam chapam shoka
Sanjaya said, "Arjuna, having thus spoken on the battlefield, cast aside his bow and arrows and sat down on the chariot, his mind overwhelmed with grief." Thus ends chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita as it is.